Here we go. Oh my God, this is episode 230.
230.
230, the dentist's favorite time. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming. Yep. Oh my God. Retro Get Gaming
words.
Revelry episode 230.
This is a podcast where two drunken hookshotters play retro games for your amusement. I am hookshotter number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am hookshotter number two. My name is Earl. And this week, it's episode 230, so that means it's a 10 episode. So we should be playing...
So it's time for Mario.
Yeah, we should be playing a Mario game this week. However, we're out of Mario games. So...
We're not completely out of them, but we're out of ones, I think, that we can play
remotely.
Quarantine style. Remotely.
Yes, yes. Like, we're not completely out of them. So, we're pivoting a little bit.
We can play in the future.
Yep, we're gonna pivot, and we're going to play in classic retro gaming revelry style. We're going to start with the sequel to a game, and we're going to play Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link. Or The Adventure of Link, not The Adventures.
The Adventure of Link.
Yep. I am so jazzed for this. Longtime revelers will remember that I was desperately trying to beat this game a few years ago, and I was successful. Took me a long time to do, but I did it.
Yep.
I love this game so much.
I remember that, revelers, back in the days where Earl played things other than Smash Brothers.
I know, those were the days.
Week he had a new thing that he was playing.
Yep. But
well, not every week.
Not every week, but most weeks. so we'll play some Zelda 2. But before we get there, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. So we're recording this on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
So, me and Abby made a huge Thanksgiving dinner and everything last night, just for the two of us.
Well,
and Earl. We made... Earl was home alone, so we made him a nice meal and brought it over to him along with a little mini pie. Abby made, I don't know, a dozen of those little pies. We had a couple, gave you one and her family a bunch.
So. Nice. Well, yeah, the meal was fantastic, revelers. Drake is a five-star Thanksgiving chef, so...
I mean, I love my Thanksgiving food, so I wasn't going to miss it, even if I'm not going, to be with my family. I'm going to make all that shit myself. So I did the whole turkey. I mean, didn't make a whole turkey. I made just the turkey breast. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole. Abby made some sweet potatoes and green beans and some corn.
It was delicious.
Dinner rolls.
Yep. And yeah, what a weird Thanksgiving. Like, I don't know. I spent the whole time by myself. I saw you guys for 2 minutes while you dropped off my food, and thank you for that. That was super awesome.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Otherwise we were going to have way too much food left over. We needed to give at least one other person some food.
Nice. Well, I'm glad I could be that other person. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, just, yeah, same old other than that, just,
yeah.
Everything's kind of locking down.
Everything is locking down.
In Minnesota.
Little scary these days. My sister, my very pregnant sister, called this actually last weekend as we record this, but she has COVID. So that's a little scary.
A bunch of people in my dad's extended family have had it or like currently have it.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know, she's pregnant. What does it do to the baby?
Yeah,
you know,
I guess,
like,
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but she seems to be fine though. I mean,
yeah,
she's had fairly mild symptoms, I think. I mean, she's been really tired, she said, but she also wasn't sure if that was just because she's pregnant.
Right.
Or
she's
not.
Also pregnant. Yeah. So it's going to make you tired regardless.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's kind of scary. I don't know. That's, And yeah, that's all I've been doing is worrying about my sister this week. Actually, that's not true. I went on a virtual date this week. First time I've ever been on a virtual date. It was delightful. We did like a Zoom call, and then she shared her screen and we took a tour of the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, like via Google Maps. It was so cool. It was awesome. Yeah. So I don't know. That was really neat to do. Like, I don't know. We have to figure out how to date in this weird COVID world. Also she's on the other side of the country right now, but, yeah. But that's okay.
Like, I feel like you would still maybe see her if she wasn't on the other side of the country.
Yes. Yes. But I don't know. It was cool. Yeah, I don't know. Try a virtual date if you can, Revelers. It was pretty neat.
All right. Me and Abby will do a virtual date.
Drake, you be downstairs in your office and she can be upstairs. Right. And then you can try. Cool. Sorry, did I hijack your
No,
okay.
Done. I had nothing more.
Great. Well, yeah, that's what I've been up to this week. And Thanksgiving, of course, you know.
Of course.
But Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I went back. I think last time we recorded, I hadn't played Hades all that week or anything, but mm-hmm. I got back into it again now this week, and I have now successfully beat it, and I've beaten it 7 times.
You got 3 more until you get the credits.
Yep, and then I get, I think, the real ending.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you have to beat it 10 times.
I think you have to beat it 10 times.
Yep. And
so, I mean, it's pretty much, yeah, now I've got it all down pretty well. I'll make it to the final boss, like, every time, regardless of my build, pretty much. But to beat him, I still need, really, I need, like, 3 or 4 things.
Do you pretty much, like, do you pretty much always go for the same sort, like same build if you can?
Pretty much, like, because, yeah, with some of the keepsakes, then you can, like, if you get a keepsake from a god, you can set that, and then your next boon will be from that god.
Right.
So, I have a couple that, if I don't, you know, I always start with my Artemis one to try to get that.
Which is the Artemis one? What does that one do?
I get her, she has one where it increases the damage of your special attack and makes that your special attack has a 20% chance to crit.
Do you like, cause so the bow and arrow, we talked about this briefly off air, Revelers, but, the bow and arrow is your favorite weapon.
Yep, the bow with the second aspect, like aspect of Chiron.
Okay, do you like, when I was using the bow, I liked it when I could get the 3 arrows at a time.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, really? Why?
Because it, like, spreads weird.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I just don't find it all that useful.
Oh, I
and
was
plus,
wrecking,
if I'm,
guys.
Like, with the Daedalus hammers or whatever, there's other things that I prefer to get.
Okay.
Especially that go well with my aspect, you know, it does, you shoot one regular attack arrow, and then if you do your special, all 7 of your arrows hit the same enemy.
Oh.
Like they target who you last shot, so you can just, like, wreck guys with that.
Okay,
just, it does so much damage if you get all the right boons stacked up together and some of the right hammer things that enhance your special ability.
Okay.
But then you basically like, I shoot a guy once and then, like, spam my special on him.
Okay.
And it, yeah.
Cool.
So I've kind of got it down. So I've just got to beat it 3 more times, I think.
Nice.
And then I'll be good to go.
Nice. I kind of have given up on Hades. I don't know. I mean, I probably haven't. I'll go back to it maybe, but I don't know. It just seemed, it's so samey for me. It's a little too samey. Like,
yeah.
Every room is the same, even. Like, there's not enough variety even in just the rooms.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's not enough variety. It got more fun for me now that I've like, beat it and feel like I've got a grasp on everything.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's all I've been playing. What about you?
Well, I've been playing Smash, of course. I've been playing Inkling this week, as you tasked me with last week.
Yeah, I got to find a new character.
You got to find a new character for me this week, so I would appreciate that a hundredfold. But yeah, Inkling has been fun. I don't know. I sort of just like within the last couple days, Inkling has really clicked with me. Like, oh, I get it now. You know, like I don't know. It took a little bit to get into her, but it's fun. But I've also been playing Rogue Legacy this week.
Hell yeah.
Which is fun. I did play it back in the day. I played it on Steam, but I definitely did not get very far when I played it before. So I'm playing it again. It's hard.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be for a while.
Yeah, but like, I don't remember it being this hard the last time. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't give it enough chance, but I don't know. And it's also weird. Like I just beat the first level boss today, actually, as we record this. But then the next time I was at the, I was in the room where the boss should be, the door was closed and he was already beat. So like, do you only beat the bosses one time?
Yeah, I think that must be the case. It's been a long time.
Weird to me. I don't but...
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's why, you know, it's a rogue light.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm terrified to go into the forest or any other area. Like, I don't know.
I still, you know, every run that I clear out completely the first area. And then I think, yeah, the forest was always the second place.
Yeah. From what I understand, you're supposed to do the castle, the forest, the tower, and the darkness, or whatever they call it. I don't know. It's been fun though. There's also just so many different things that you can upgrade and like sometimes I'm just like, what do I put points into right now? You know, like what do I buy?
I feel like I always tried to get my like health and defense up as high as I could.
Oh, see, and I read upping your defense isn't as important as upping your health and offense. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
I think those are the three probably most important ones for survival purposes.
Okay. And that's what I've started doing now is like basically every time I put something into health, if I can. And so that one's like way up compared to the others. But and like, I don't know, I rarely use my magic.
I pretty much always played as, if I could at least, either like a fighter or barbarian.
Yeah, yeah. The barbarians, they have so much life that it just like, it's hard to kill them. but yeah, I don't know. Rogue Legacy is pretty fun. It's, I'll keep going with it. I picked it up. Of course, I bought it on like Sunday or Monday night last week for $15 on the Switch eShop, and then of course the very next morning all the Black Friday sales started and it was only $5. I wasn't even thinking, but also I'm totally happy giving them my money, you know, like it's right. Fine, like the $10 I would have saved, you know. I don't know, it's not that big of a deal, and I realize that I'm lucky that $10 is not that big of a deal, but yeah, so Rogue Legacy is what I've been playing, and also Smash, and also Animal Crossing, but, you know.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, it was Turkey Day in Animal Crossing this week, which was kind of a fun little distraction. I don't know. I liked it. This week, though, Jerick, we're going to be playing Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, man.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jerick does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jerick?
Really emphasize that P on the stump.
Stump. Stump. I don't have a pop filter on my thing.
I mean, it didn't pop in my ears or anything.
Okay. It also doesn't appear to be popping on the waveform. So.
I'm ready.
All right, man. Here we go. Zelda Maybe. 2, we'll The see. Adventure of Link, three questions, NES, question number one. What do this game and Ocarina of Time have in common, besides both just being Zelda games?
The towns in this game are the names of the sages in Ocarina of Time.
That is correct, Jurek. Yep, the sages in Ocarina of Time are all named after the towns from Zelda 2. However, canonically, Ocarina of Time is actually the first game in the Zelda timeline. And so, like, in the story of Zelda, the towns are actually named after the sages.
Correct.
But, you know, this game came out years before Ocarina of Time.
Right.
So really, the sages are named after the towns, but I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. And just so everybody knows, the town and sage names are Raru, Ruto, Saria, Mido, Naboru, and Darunia. However, Mido is not a sage, but does appear in
Ocarina.
He's
just a dick.
Yeah, he's like that little guy in the very beginning.
He's the guy in the very beginning that won't let you go to the great Deku tree.
He
just blocks you until you have a sword and a shield.
He moves in that fucking semicircle. I remember, like, in 1997, yep, like, trying for hours to get by him. Like,
you can get by him.
Yeah.
Speedrunners
do, yes. But when you're 13 and not a speedrunner, you just hit him every single time.
And it requires, some weird glitch to get by him.
Right. Okay, one for one here, Jurek.
All right, didn't get shut out.
Yep, here we go. Question number two. There is a famous character you meet in Zelda 2 simply named Error. Many people believing his name was supposed to be Errol, like Errol Flynn, but was just mistranslated into Error. But why is it likely his name was actually supposed to be Error and it wasn't a mistranslation?
Yes, I don't know. It's like there's another character right there with a name like Bagu or something like that, which translates to bug, like a computer bug or whatever. So his name is Error and the other guy is Bug.
Yes, that is correct. So there's actually two reasons. I was going to take either one. But so that one, in the same town you meet Error, there's another character you meet named Bagu, which is Japanese for bug. Yeah, so it's just a little joke from the developers that they were Error and Bug. But also, it's likely Error was supposed to be his name because later on in the game, another character tells you, he says, Error knows a secret, and he calls him Error and not like Errol or something. So, like, it's likely that proves his name was supposed to be Error, you know, like, I don't know. Unless they just mistranslated it both times, but that seems unlikely.
Yeah. I mean, they mistranslated Aeris's name in Final Fantasy VII throughout the entire game.
Yeah, that is true.
Her name is supposed to be Aerith.
Aerith, right. Wow, that's crazy. and it is
Aerith now in everything else since then. Like in Kingdom Hearts, she's Aerith.
Oh, really? Like, how do they explain that?
I don't know. Oh. I can't remember what it was in the remake.
We did talk about this on the show actually, and I think she was Aerith. Because you called her Aerith and I was like, excuse me? But okay, two for two here, Jared. Can you go three for three? Here we go. Question number three. What ability does Link have in Zelda 2 from the very start of the game that wouldn't appear again in another Zelda game until the release of Breath of the Wild?
What ability?
What ability does Link have from the very start of the game, and it's only in Zelda 2, and wouldn't appear again until Breath of the Wild?
What ability does he have?
I mean, yeah. You're probably thinking too hard about it.
I mean, is it... So I read a thing that he actually has like a line of dialogue in this.
Well, he does have dialogue, but that is actually
not his ability to speak.
No. I was actually thinking of making that a question, but I did not. It's like an ability, like a thing that he can do.
What else can he do? What can he do in Breath of the Wild?
What can he do in Breath of the Wild in this game that he can't do in any other game?
Jumping.
That is correct. We need to clarify a little bit. So it is jumping, or at least jumping just with the push of a button. It's
without like a special.
Yes. So it's just a natural ability for Link in Zelda 2 and in Breath of the Wild. But jumping appears in other Zelda games, but not without the help of an item, or like when you jump off a cliff, or you know, jump right. like over a little gap or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Like in Ocarina of Time and stuff, you can jump, but only you run towards the edge and you just automatically jump. There's no jump button. Even in that, where there's like all these buttons.
Yeah, yeah. No jumping.
64 controller. They couldn't just make one of them jump.
Yep. But, and actually, I only made that a question because I was like, wow, that is true. And like, I had never really thought about it before, but it's Zelda 2 and Breath of the Wild where there's a button for Link to jump and that's, and that's it. And yeah, I thought that was interesting. But you have gone 3 for 3 today,
Three for three on Zelda 2.
Well done. Well done. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Zelda 2 on the NES?
I do indeed. Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, and let it be known, this is not The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, that was going to be another one of my questions. This is...
it is just Zelda.
This might be the only one
this is the only official one.
Yeah, there's some... The CDI ones.
The CDI ones. Yeah. I think some of those are just Zelda... whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
those are not official, like, canonical
games. No, those are not even recognized not even by Nintendo. Licensed.
No.
Yeah.
So Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link was released in 1987 in Japan.
Hang on, while we're on that, just a fun little fact. It is actually called The Legend of Zelda 2 in Japan.
In Japan.
Yep. But in North America, it's just simply Zelda 2. Anyway, sorry for interrupting there.
It's okay. Released in 1987 in Japan and 1988 in North America. I think I read it was actually released in Japan before the first one even came to North America.
Oh, really?
And then...
no, that can't be right.
It was essentially... at least that's what like Wikipedia made it sound like.
No, because the first one came to North America in 86, I think, right? The first one came in 87, and this came out in Japan in 87. I know this came to America in 88. Zelda 2.
Yeah. It did. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
The first one came to North America in 87.
In 87. Okay.
And right. That's what I'm saying is this came out in Japan before the first one came out in America.
I see. Okay. Okay. Also,
it just barely, but it came out. This one came out like a few months after the first one came out here.
Okay. And the Zelda 1 and Zelda 2 on the NES hold, are the lucky two games that ever got a gold cartridge. Only two games on the NES that have gold cartridges, and it's Zelda 1 and 2.
Did A Link to the Past on Super Nintendo have a gold cartridge at all?
No, because
I know Ocarina of Time has a gold cartridge.
Ocarina of Time has a gold cartridge, but not... no, Link to the Past was just a regular gray cart.
Okay.
Yeah. At least in North America. I don't know about elsewhere, but...
It was developed and published by Nintendo. The game's director was Tadashi Sugiyama, who also directed, I think it was, these were all games he directed, were Pilot Wings, Super Mario Kart, F-Zero X.
Oh, like, sweet.
A bunch of big Nintendo games. I think Nintendo this was guy. The first game he directed, though.
Okay.
For Nintendo. The producer was Shigeru Miyamoto, of course.
Our main man.
Creator of Zelda.
Mm-hmm. He's going to... he gets a coin.
He gets a coin. Just
Shigeru always gets a coin.
All right. The composer is not Koji Kondo.
No?
Nope.
Who is it?
It is Akito Nakatsuka.
Okay. Do we know what Akito's done?
He did Clue Clue Land.
Okay. Classic.
Sight Bike.
Oh, okay.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Ah.
And, it was a pretty long list of a bunch of other games that he either did the composing or was the, like, supervisor of the music or whatever.
Cool, well...
so not quite Koji Kondo status, but...
no, but he's up there. He's a big Nintendo guy by the sounds of things. Should we listen to some of his jams right now?
Indeed.
Let's do it. We'll be right back. And we're back. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not, I really like it. Like, it really gets into your head. There's not a ton of variety. So like, it's like always when you're in a castle, it's the same music, except for, I think the last castle has different music, but, and like every time you're in a battle, there's like two versions of the same song that'll play. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool though. And when I say you're in a battle, it's like you go to the battle screen, which is weird. But
this game had much more. I don't know. They tried to lean into more RPG-ish.
They did, but also not in any way that we know. I mean, well, there are RPG mechanics. Well,
you gain like experience.
Yeah, and you gain levels and stuff. But it's implemented funny. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah.
But yeah, the music is it's serviceable, but it's certainly lacking Koji Kondo's magic.
Yeah, and like you can hear
every hints. Other Zelda game has it.
Yeah, you can hear hints of like the original Zelda theme.
Yeah, the overworld theme is almost
it like starts off that way and then it deviates. You know, like but I don't know. It's good. I like it. It does really get into your head. I remember when I was playing through the game. Like, I would just, like, have these songs in my head all day long.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a direct sequel to Legend of Zelda. It literally, like, doesn't it just pick up basically right at the end almost? Like, you save Princess Zelda, and then she immediately gets
I think that's how it works. Again, well, she doesn't even get captured. She gets put to sleep, and she can't wake up until you get another piece of the Triforce or something.
So I guess maybe it doesn't pick up immediately after. But it's one of the... I think it's like the only one that's
a direct sequel.
It takes place right after the other one.
Yeah.
It's the timeline of the other Zelda. Like some of them
I think
aren't even in the same universe.
Yeah, there's like
alternate realities or alternate timelines.
Yeah, three separate timelines, I think, for Zelda. And like some games are in one of the timelines and some games are in another. And like not every game is all in the same timeline. It's really weird. Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to, it's like Final Fantasy and stuff.
Right? Well, yeah, but also, I mean...
Other than the fact that you're playing as the same character and you're always saving the same person, I guess, in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in the Zelda games, but they're not like sequels to each other. They're standalone things.
Right.
But yeah, you play as Link, obviously, again. You're trying to save Zelda, but it greatly differs from the original and all the other ones. There's a lot of... It's largely side-scrolling.
It's... All side-scrolling. Well, I guess the overworld
map and stuff isn't, and like we said, there's a lot of more role-playing elements. You gain experience, you gain levels, and get more like health and everything then based on levels. And
yeah,
it's the only one. You know, some people do say that they classify Zelda games as a role-playing game. I don't think that's the case.
It's like action RPG.
Yeah, they're action adventure.
Yeah.
I don't think they're role playing games, except for maybe this
one. This one is actually more RPG ish than any other Zelda, just because you do gain levels and you.
Right.
You know, I don't know. You have to, and then when you gain a level, you have to choose where you want to, what you want to level up. You can either do your life, magic, or your attack. And so you want to kind of level them evenly as you go, but you don't have to, you know, like,
right.
Yeah.
I mean,
cool. Well, it's Zelda. Let's get to it here. But I think we better take a shot before we do that.
We should indeed.
Indeed. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So
yes,
if you're
please.
Drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. I like for a hot second there forgot that we were not together in person. Like I almost like.
Were you going to clink the computer?
I almost clinked my screen with the shot glass. Like, I almost did it. Like, but not at the camera, like where your shot glass was on my screen.
At the screen.
Yeah. Like, so weird. What a weird world we live in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's Adventures of Link here. Do you want to play first, Rick? I feel like you.
Sure. Great. I've never played this game.
Okay, how do I do this now? I have to... here we go. Okay, I've given control to you.
Okay.
So, Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Have control.
Oh, and there's no cool... So, we have to register our name first. You know, put in whatever you would like. But, like, there's no cool... Like, in Zelda 1, if you enter your name as Zelda, you know, you can play the second quest right away and stuff like that. There's nothing like that in this game. You can just name your guy whatever you want. Yep. And Link it is. I think you just press start, maybe?
So I'm trying.
You have to go down to end, actually. You have to put in your name and then press select, I think.
I have to press select.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I can't press down. It just makes me scroll through other letters.
See, like, these early games, like, they were still figuring shit out like this. Yeah, there we go. Now you go to end.
Right. His name is Link.
His name is Link.
That's his name.
We've died 0 times. We have 3 lives. Oh, yeah, you have lives in this game, which is,
is
something different. See, there's Zelda right there.
There's Zelda. She's just
all asleep.
Taking a little nap.
Yep. She's got brown hair in this game, and usually she's blonde. But that's actually
her
something
hair does appear to be brown.
Just noticed, actually. And have not actually read about. Interesting. Okay, I'm just going to tell you where to go. Stay on the road. The road the bad guys can't get you on.
Over here?
Nope, to the left and go up to that little green forest right there. Right there.
Whoop. Bad guys?
Nope, back. This? Yep, that little...
Bad guys can't get me on the road?
No, the bad guys cannot get you on the road. So now you're in this little thing, and there, you want that. That is experience. You have to press down and A, I think, or down and something. How do you get it? Or maybe you just have to hit it with your sword. There we go.
There we go.
How did you get it? Okay, so you leveled up.
I stabbed it with my sword.
Okay, so I would put it in your life right away here. It's the cheapest. In fact, you have to put it in your life.
Oh.
You can't afford anything else right now.
Life will go up.
Yep, so now we got a little bit more life, which is good. We're already level 2 in life right off the bat here. Okay, now get on the road. Now go down and to the right.
Down and to the right.
And keep following the road all the way down now. And you want to go to this little town down
this
here.
This little town,
That's okay, you got...
You got me.
That's okay, you're good. Okay, we're in the town. Now we want to get a spell from this town. So you can go in some of the doors. That's not the one. I think you have to wait till someone comes out. In each town, there'll be a couple people who will refill your health and your magic.
Return the crystal to the palace and
Parappa.
Parappa the Rappa?
Parappa the Rappa. He owns the first palace in this game.
Oh, cool.
That's not error, I don't think. He looks like error, but if all else fails, use fire. The clues are so obtuse in this game, but they make perfect sense if you know them. Like, she'll heal you, I think. Yeah, please let me help you. Although you don't really need
to. Inside.
Yeah, if you go inside, she'd heal you. See, she opens the door for you. But can you get in there?
Though.
Oh, yeah. You have to do it when the door is open. Oh. She opens the door for you. But yeah, just keep going. Keep going that way. There's 2 sections of each town.
Okay, I thought I was about to like leave the town or something.
Nope. I think it's the next house. Oh, only the hammer can destroy a roadblock. That's good to know. We should know that.
Seems like a useful hint.
Yep. Now somebody's going to come out of it. Talk to her. Oh, no. Her. Yeah, there we go. She's got a bowl on her head.
Talk with my father before you leave town.
Ah. And now she'll go in. Now get in there. Get in there. Get in there. Ah!
Damn it.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
All right.
She just heads inside there, and then you can't go in.
If you press up, you can't get in, or
no.
I mean, I assume that's what you're doing, but I.
That's of course. That's I mean, that's how you enter doors.
Well, like try this. Pressing.
Hang on.
Well, no,
let me see if I leave and come back.
Yeah, I think if you leave and come back, she'll do it again because you have to go in there. I mean, you don't have to, but you want to. Yeah, there she is. Now talk to her. There we go. Now inside. Yes, you did it. Okay. Whew.
So okay. Weird that the door just like gets shut.
Each town has a wise man. Learn from him. Like, I love how
will do, Lee.
All the characters' dialogue is so concise and to the point. Like, they just, it's like two sentences.
And they got this like dungeon in their freaking basement.
Yeah, this is where the wise man lives. Dude. In Parappa Desert, use this magic to survive. So he gave you your will first do. Spell. So this is sweet. So now you have the shield spell.
Shield.
And if it takes 32 magic, which I think is one or two bars of magic. I think each bar is 16, but I'm not positive. But the shield will cut all your damage in half, which is cool. Or all the damage against you, you know? And really, it's like helpful for bosses and stuff.
Do I have to do anything to activate it?
You do. So you go to your, like, eventually you'll have a bunch to choose from, and you can choose one at a time, and then whichever one you're on, you press select to activate it.
It uses two bars.
But also keep in mind that it's only good for one screen. So you don't want to use it too often.
Right.
Look at this little guy. He's just a little kid. What does he say? Oh, get candle in Parappa Palace. Go west. Wise child, very Thank wise. You,
young man or woman, I don't know.
All right, just leaving. Just leave. Now, get back on the. Oop, that's okay. Go back. You know, go right. Yeah, there you go. Now get on the road. Now go up the road a little bit, and then don't turn. Stop. Now go to that cave to your right. Oh well, I was trying to do it so that I always try and fight the least amount of guys as possible because you'll die quickly, but. Okay, so this cave is dark.
So basically in those little screens, though, that pop up when I get attacked, I should just try to, like, not fight things and just get out of that screen?
Mostly. You can try and level up that way. Okay, so this cave is dark. Once you get the candle, it won't be. But there's bad guys. There's one here. There he is. You can sort of see him moving. Yeah, there we go. With the candle, you'd be able to see all these guys. But, alas... You don't have the candle yet. Now, to the right. Go to the right. Oop. That's okay.
Oh my God.
There's fireballs everywhere. Keep in mind, your shield is super helpful. Jurek's getting wrecked by fireball land here. Oh my God.
Getting wrecked by fucking everything.
And he's dead.
How are you supposed to make it out of there alive?
See how hard this game is? I'm telling you. And then you start here. I would actually, you can go left or right always. Now turn around and block those fireballs with your shield. But now go down. That's okay. Just keep going. Some of these are going to only be fireballs. And you'll have to duck to get those low ones. But keep going. Go straight fireballs, down.
I feel like I could deal with. It was
the other stuff.
Goddamn tall things blocking my way.
See, your shield got that fireball.
Yeah.
So down here, we're going down here. Oh, now you have to do not get hit by these bubbles. These bubbles are very deadly. They will wreck you.
Everything is very deadly. Oh my God.
See, the knockback is what gets you. The knockback will knock you into the holes and kill you. Oh my God. This is so dangerous.
Living dangerous, man. Going for it.
Now go down. Oh, do not go back. Okay, there we go. And go right into the middle there. There we go. Now to the right. There's a heart, and there's going to be a boomerang guy. Okay, so we got a little more life there, so that is good. Now, I maybe should have played first to show you how to do all these guys. Now turn around. Oh, okay. Now turn around and duck. Oh, okay. Never mind. You got
just
it.
Just jumping over it.
Yep, just jump over it. I always just turn around and block it with my shield because the boomerangs he throws comes back right at you. So now you got to I always thought these guys looked like Cheshire cats.
They do look like cats.
You're so close to dead. Now get out, go back on the road there. Quickly, Jurek. There we go.
Okay, this is the road.
Yes. Okay, but you gotta go back through the bubble. Seriously. Area. Yep. But it was worth it. We had to go down there to get the life, you know? Hey, did your screen just turn dark for a hot second?
I don't think so.
Okay, mine did, and it's because I haven't pushed any buttons on the controller in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But we're playing online, so I was wondering if like it did it to you too.
No, that's just if you're not playing, it happens to me all the time when I'm not playing.
Now keep going straight up, just straight up, and there's the palace that you want to go to. Boom. We made it to the first palace, Drake.
All right. You want to play the palace?
I'll play the palace. Sure. I know this palace pretty well. I think we'll be able to get through the palace. Oh, do I have to switch us?
Yeah, you have to do it, I think.
There we go. Okay.
I left you with a little bit of health.
A very tiny bit. That's okay. All right. Into the palace we go. So we do want to go right, but first we have to go left. Yeah, it's tougher without without full life. With full life, you can shoot your little sword.
Yeah, you shoot a little thing.
There's so many guys in the
display. Yeah, your sword is just so little. And you have to let the enemies get right up in your face before you can kill them.
Yep. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ah. Oh, I was like, how did he kill me? Because I had fucking no life. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Oh, God. Yeah,
so
here we go.
What happens if you run out of lives completely?
Then you start all the way back where Zelda is.
Okay.
Every time. So that's...
You would, with your continuing, like, progress or whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff, everything you've already...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Once you beat this or whatever, you would start back there, but you wouldn't have to beat this again.
Yes. Yes. So I just went to the left, okay. And I got a key, because we needed that key. I'm gonna not lie to all the revelers here. I watched a playthrough real quick before we played this, so I would remember all this. But I had to, otherwise we would get nowhere. You know, like,
yeah. Oh, I always wonder in some of the games that I played, even as a kid, that were so convoluted, how I ever figured out how to beat them.
Well, a lot of it was word of mouth from your other friends.
Word of mouth, and I mean, it was largely
just trial and error
over and over.
Yeah, you figured it out, you know.
I mean, I've never played the first Zelda really either. It's so hard to figure out like where. I started playing. That was one of my resolutions, like at one point when we were on the podcast, but I never actually did it. Because I tried, and I just kept dying right away.
God damn it. These guys.
It didn't piss me off as much as, you know, Metroid, but...
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, here we go. Stalfos, not today, son. Okay.
Just drops down from the ceiling.
I think there's going to be... I don't want to go down there yet.
Goddamn skeletons just dropping from the ceiling.
Oh, we leveled up though, so that's good. Oh, nice. Let's see.
Now what do you want to do?
Now we want to do magic. There we go. Oops.
Magic. Oh, okay, so you can
so
only,
see,
you,
I we you... have 100 points, or we did, and so we could only level up magic there. I
gotcha.
Guess. Oh my god. So those floaty skeleton things, when they hit you, they take away life, but also magic.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And they take about 1,000 hits to kill.
Okay, I was wondering if you can even kill them.
You can, but watch this. Like, I'm going to do it.
Stunlock them.
You stunlock them, and like, look at how long it takes. It's ridiculous.
Jesus. Yeah, these weird little floating orb skull things, and you apparently just need to wail on them
like,
for all of eternity.
Yeah, but they're going to give me a bunch of experience here. Jesus Christ. Come
sure
on.
You can kill these things.
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm absolutely
sure doesn't
positive.
Seem like it.
It's true. You can do it.
You've hit him at least 40 times.
I know, but oh fuck. And then
he just knocked you back into the
and now
previous
he's,
screen.
He's all healed. Come on. There we go. All right. We're gonna skip that guy. We don't need to fight him. Oh my god. I'm gonna die.
Oh, you're gonna die for sure.
Oh, dead. Okay, can I try one more time?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Now this... Oh, I guess every time you start here. Was a game over. That was a game over.
I thought it said you still had lives, but I guess not.
Nope, that's okay. We can get back there pretty quickly. We don't need to do any of the other stuff.
While you're on your way back there, I mean, we were supposed to both watch Cats this week.
we were.
I don't remember who wrote in.
I'm going to look
Somebody
it up.
Somebody wrote in and asked us for like a review of Cats, and neither of us had seen it, so we couldn't review.
We could not review. Let's see. That was Swift Justice. Swift Justice.
Swift Justice.
Yeah, he said, the movie Cats, what's your take? And we decided we were going to watch it last week. I did not watch
Earl it. Earl did not watch it. Me and Abby watched, 6 or 7 minutes of it. which I think was long enough to review it, because, oh boy.
That good, huh?
We just were like, nope, I cannot watch. I mean, it's almost a 2-hour movie. And after 5 minutes, I wanted to, like, tear my eyeballs out. It looks terrible. Like, the CGI is some of the worst CGI I feel like I have seen in a long time. For this major motion picture that stars some pretty big names.
Yeah.
They all just, all the, and I was telling Abby this, and she found it, seemed to find it funny, that all, like, I know nothing about Cats, the Broadway musical.
Right.
And I guess I always assumed that these cats, that it was like an alternate universe or something where there's like people sized cats or whatever. But they're actually just supposed to be cats.
Yeah, yeah. They're just,
little.
Yeah, they're cats. They're
like, they're cat size.
In the movie, they're cat size?
Well, I mean, yeah. Essentially, like, there are people or whatever, but like, they're crawling through little boxes and stuff, like they're cat size.
They're cat size.
And there's real people who are much bigger than them because they're people.
Oh.
But I don't know. For some reason, I never realized that they are cats.
Well, it's called, Jurek, it's called Cats. Well,
yes, I get that it's called Cats. But I always thought that it was some weird alt universe where cat people are the dominant species in the world, and that they are cat people, but they are the size of people.
I see.
I didn't realize that they are cats just being portrayed by people.
They are.
That blew my mind. But yeah, I saw enough of it. It's terrible.
It's terrible. You saw 8 minutes of it.
We didn't make it we didn't even see any of the big name star. I think we turned it off right when, like, Idris Elba's character made an appearance.
I forgot, like, Idris like, Elba did
fucking
Cats.
Seriously, Idris Elba's in this, and, like, Dame Judi Dench? Ian McKellen?
Okay, this part is super hard. Oh, I gotta stop jumping around willy-nilly. Ian McKellen's in Cats?
Yeah.
What? I did not know
apparently,
that.
Apparently, and it's just, it's so terrible. Nobody should ever watch Cats. I don't think anybody really did.
No. Well, I think a lot of people did. Some people, not to just hate watch it, you know?
Right. I guess more people probably watched it just so they could make fun of it because it's oof. So if revelers, if you're out there and you're like, oh, I could watch Cats just to hate watch, like, don't, not even to hate watch it. It's a garbage movie.
For garbage,
I mean, who would have thought, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber, who created the greatest Broadway show of all time, Jesus Christ Superstar, could make such a terrible thing.
Well, maybe I should give it a shot, or at least maybe I should watch the first 8 minutes like you did.
If you have HBO Max or anything, it's on there.
Okay. We need to kill one more guy.
Which, thank God we didn't decide to, like, pay for it to watch it.
Yeah.
Then that would have been a terrible choice. Why don't these guys give you experience?
I don't know, because I think I already got, because I killed
them
already.
You already killed them?
Yeah.
You can't just grind in this game?
Apparently not. Like, yeah, these guys aren't
giving me
experience.
I guess if you've already killed things, yeah, it doesn't seem to give you experience. No level grinding.
Nope. Well, that's fine.
I guess they don't want you getting too OP.
Oh, and see, I got hit by one of those guys, and those guys take away experience points when you get hit. Like,
oh, seriously?
Yeah, so I had 149. I was 1 point away. Now I'm at 139. Okay.
They
but
take away experience?
They take away experience, yes. It's nuts.
The fuck kind of game is this?
Ah! Okay.
Who the hell designed this trash?
Shigeru Miyamoto. See, that one guy, although I already killed that guy and he gave me experience again. Maybe it just has to, maybe I have to wait a little bit.
Maybe you have to be a couple screens away.
Sometimes I'm nervous to hit these guys, but sometimes
do they come to life?
I think sometimes they come to life and sometimes they, oh God, this room sucks. Dead. Immediately.
Dead for sure.
Do you want to give it a shot again, Jerry?
Let me try. All right. Start right here.
Here we go. So you want to go left. Yeah. And you want to watch out for these skull guys. Like, you can kill them, but it's going to take 100 years and like 8 more skull guys are probably going to show up by the time. Although if you kill them, we'll level up right here. So So that could be worth it. I don't know.
Okay.
Hard to say. I wish I would have watched Cats so I would have had something to say. I forgot we were supposed to be doing it until I was editing the episode today. And I was like, oh shit. Whoops.
I mean, yeah. I guess I could have told you just watch like 5 minutes. Like, we watched the opening song and that was pretty much it.
There, you got him. Oh, but they give you 50 experience points, which is pretty huge. So, but do, I guess life.
I can only do life.
Yeah, do life again.
So can you choose to just not do anything and like bank your experience?
I don't know. I would not want to test that theory. Like, you don't want to miss an upgrade. So there, you've done it though. Like, don't go too much farther to the left right now if you're going to try and kill that guy, because there's a bunch more in this room.
Well, I can't go past him, so.
Yeah. You can actually. Stun lock them and then go through them. Like, they won't come back like that quickly, but these things are scary. And also, those are the things, when they hit you, they also steal magic.
Right.
They literally take like 100 hits. It's insane. Yeah. Maybe 50, but still. There, we got them. But they give you 50 experience.
They give you 50 experience.
Which, but when you only need 200 to level up, 50, you know,
that's
a quarter.
Oh my God, this guy's going so fast.
Yeah, get out of there. That guy is not to be trusted. Oh my God, run. Okay.
I'm just getting out of here.
Okay, these guys are going to jump at you. Duck,
oh my God.
And get them.
Oh my God.
There we go.
I'm just slightly too far away.
Okay, now wait.
Goddamn sword is so short.
Can I take control for 1 second while I try a thing?
Sure.
On this bridge.
He's trying.
Well, I'm going to try and get some more experience points. It's really hard to do. And you have to kind of know it in order to do it. So I'm just going to do it.
Have you done it before?
Oh, yeah. Ready? Here we go. We'll see if I can do it. Okay.
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
Did it. I got it. Holy fuck.
Run. Oh, so it's to pick up that bag?
It's to pick up that bag. Yeah. Whatever. Whoops. All right, well, here, I'll...
Bag of experience points.
Yeah, we got it. Just
chilling on the bridge.
Yep. So, this room, oh my God.
Oh my
God.
So
you got to get underneath his things, and then...
Like a goddamn hammer,
and
brother.
And then he's pretty easy, I know, but you got to... There's your opening. Get in. Now, yeah. There we go. Don't go too far, because there's also a... there's a bad guy coming up. A hard one.
Oh my God, and he really...
He wrecks you.
Life out of you.
He does. You got this. If you want, use your shield.
Gonna.
Select. There we go. Still takes away, well, not as much life, but a bunch. Yeah. I mean, this guy is hard, but a couple more shots should do it. There we go. Okay. 50. Oh, yeah. Now, okay. These guys are tough. You have to jump and hit them. Like, that's basically how you want to do it. Or just do it your way. But then you get hit, like, and you pretty much need to do these guys without getting hit. But yeah, you have to like jump and hit their heads. That's what I do.
man, I tried. I hit him like once on it.
There we go. You got it. There we go. Okay, get that. That's magic. You're gonna need that. Boom. Okay. Woo. Okay, you did it, Trick. We got the candle. Dun 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 dun. I am playing this on mute right now. What am I doing?
I mean, I have the sound on, but like, I also have headphones on.
Yeah.
With just you coming through it, so I can't really hear the game anyways.
Okay,
like, so is that the whole point of this dungeon?
Is getting the candle, and then we need to go beat the boss now, too.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so...
how do you use the candle?
The candle gets used automatically. It's like...
Automatically, if you're in the darkness.
Yeah, so if you're in the darkness, it's not dark anymore. Which is super helpful. Oh my God, they're gonna jump. It's so scary. Even these little tiny blobs are terrifying. Actually, they won't jump. Oh, there you go. They jumped. Okay, now this, if you just run,
I just need one more. Okay, so now I can just run.
Yep, just hold forward and go. Yep.
Yeah, the bridge just collapses and makes you feel like you're gonna fall, but I mean, you can't go any faster than this. Yeah. So.
Oh my God, get out of there, get out of there. Oh my God. This is so scary. This game is so
you
hard.
Gone, then?
Yeah. Okay. Now there's going to be that super fast one. You are definitely going to die in here. Run, 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 run. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So close. So close. Oh, game over.
What?
I mean,
I said I had like 3 lives.
No, I think we used those. Let's continue. Should we? We're at 54 minutes. Last week's was really long.
I swear it said like up there, life 3.
Well, I don't know. I think we used them all up. Yeah, we have to get all the way back there now, but that's okay. Oh, yeah, don't.
Oh, they still will.
They'll get you on the road, but they won't get activated if you stay on the road.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep. So still, I have to go through here, right?
Yep. Yeah, see, there's just like guys everywhere. Oh, my God. This game works much better if you actually take it slowly. Like, if you do not just charge forward, you will be more successful.
Oh, see, now it's, yeah, now it's.
Yeah, right. See, we have the candle now. See, yep. So,
okay. Whew,
close one. Now we just got to get back up to the castle, try and avoid those guys if you can. Whoa. That was okay. Smooth moves there, Drake. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but we got the candle now, so now we can go right to the boss.
Okay.
I feel like we haven't leveled up quite as much as we should have by now, but that's okay. Get him. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Yeah, there we go. Just wait till they come to you. It's much easier. It's hard to time your... Because your little tiny sword is so short.
I know. This
sword that's why sucks. With full life, it's so much easier because you can use your sword shot or... What do they call that? I don't know.
I don't know.
This is also maybe one of the only Zelda games where you don't have to get the Master Sword. Or actually, that's not true. You definitely get the Master Sword in this game. My bad. You just don't have it right now.
Well, yeah, you never start with the Master Sword.
No. Oh, I was like, what happened? It just turned dark. That's because I haven't touched anything. The Stalfoses, yeah, you want to duck like that. And you want to get them before they hit you.
that's what I'm trying to do.
Ignore that. Now, mistakes have been made. You need to, yeah, go down and up again. There we go. Yeah, if he's too close to the edge, you won't be able to get him. Oh, my God.
God damn it. These guys, they have more reach than me.
They do.
Not fair.
And I mean, you can keep them at bay. Oh, my God, you're fucked. Yeah.
I just jumped right in.
All right, can I have one more go?
Yep.
All right. Swapping. He's going to jump. God damn it. Ah, what the fuck? There we go. Okay. Probably definitely going to die. Okay, where do we go here? Down, I believe. And I think we're close to the boss. There's going to be one of those knight guys right here.
Yeah, these guys suck. Every enemy in this game sucks. Because your sword is fucking useless.
All right, I'm dead as fuck. Do you want to give it one more shot or... I mean, we have one more life here. You might as well.
No, you just go. How do you know how many lives you have?
It said one right there.
Where?
Whoops. I used the shit. That was stupid. I was trying to give control to you. There we go. Okay.
Like by the sword there?
No, when you die, it tells you.
Oh, okay. See, I assumed, like, why doesn't it change up at the top? It says life.
Because 3. The sword symbol is your attack, so you're still at level 1. With your attack there. That's what that means. Oh,
these are the levels you're
at? Yeah, you're at level 2 with magic and level 3 with life.
I think that's what was throwing me off is...
Yeah.
I thought the life 3 up there was you have 3 lives.
No. You only had 1. Oh my God. I can't remember. Like, I remember when I played this, I had it down where I just would not get hit by these guys.
Oh my God.
All right.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I'll try and beat this first. I thought for sure we were going to get through that level, but we didn't. So,
those enemies are the worst. Every enemy is impossible with this goddamn dinky little dagger.
All right. Well, so I think we're going to do we save our final thoughts, cuz I think we're going to play this again.
Yeah, cuz we're going to play this again.
Yeah. Now, did we decide, Drake? We can decide this off air, I guess, but like, if we were going to play it again...
I'll take my answer off air.
If we were going to play it again in 10 episodes or next episode. I think it has to be
I thought we were going to do next
episode. Yeah, I think we have to do that. So.
I think it's weird to wait 10 episodes. I mean, 10 episodes is like fucking months.
Yeah. So let's do, instead of final shots for final thoughts, let's do final shots for first impressions.
Okay.
And we have to pour our final shots because we weren't thinking. And we can do this quick. But let's, yeah, let's move on to final shots for first impressions.
All right.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Drake, we've been right on with our cilantros tonight.
All right.
So that's good. That's good. It's hard on Zoom. It's hard to...
Yeah, because like I have to start saying it first or something.
Yeah, it's just because there's a weird delay, you know?
Yeah.
And since my machine is the one recording it, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, Drake, final shots for first impressions. In your first impression, I don't know. I guess I was going to have you give it a rating, but I don't think we need to give it a rating. What's your first impression of Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link?
I don't know, man. It's
hard
it's
as
weird. It's not the Zelda I want it to be.
It's not the Zelda you know and love, but that's what
I mean. At this time, like I've said, you know, obviously I've said before and even earlier that I have no affinity necessarily for the first one. I've never played it all the way through. I played it for very limited time. I played it when I was younger, but barely, and I don't really remember it, and I never knew what the hell I was doing.
Right, right.
Because I was just too young. And I never played this. I played, you know, Link to the Past. Obviously, I played a lot of Ocarina of Time because it's the greatest game ever ever made.
And this is just so different.
It's... Yeah.
But the thing...
And I haven't played a lot of Zelda games. I guess really Ocarina of Time, Link to the Past... Link's Awakening and Breath of the Wild.
That's it?
The only four that I've really played.
I mean, those are really the four main ones, but...
like, I played Majora's Mask a little bit, but...
What about...
Just, I didn't like it.
What about Wind Waker, or...
No, I never played Wind Waker.
Oh, Wind Waker's fucking awesome.
I would love to. I wish because they did a Wind Waker HD or something for the Wii U.
They did.
And I wish they would just release that exact port on the Switch because nobody fucking played the Wii U.
Just hold your horses here, sir. This coming year, 2021, is Zelda's 30th anniversary.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess we're gonna get a Zelda All-Stars just like we...
I mean, yeah, but what's gonna like be on that?
Zelda 3D All-Stars. Ocarina, Majora's Mask, Wind Waker and Twilight Princess. That is my guess, is what we would get if we even get a third one.
Four of them?
Yeah, but my guess is actually it might be three, like the like this other one. Yeah. So in that case, it'll be Ocarina, Majora's Mask, and Wind Waker. but even so, you'd get your game. So
yeah, yeah, just because I think, I mean, I guess they did it with Galaxy because Twilight Princess and like Skyward Sword relied so heavily on the Wii U nunchuck controllers.
Yeah, but they figured it out. I don't know.
But they did it kind of with Galaxy.
Yeah, and I thought that even in those games, you can choose not to do motion controls. So
I don't know that you can on Skyward Sword.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Twilight Princess because
that
was...
Which is the one where you turn into a wolf.
Twilight Princess.
Okay, okay.
But that one was also released on a GameCube. It was cross-platform,
okay,
so
okay.
They had to make it playable with a regular controller because
right.
That's how it was played on the GameCube. But I want to say Skyward Sword. You have, like, even to use your sword, you're, like, just wiggling your fucking hand around.
Right, right.
Goddamn controller.
But anyway,
yeah,
Zelda 2,
I don't know.
I like it. I love it, in fact.
I don't love it. I wouldn't even necessarily say I like it. I hate the shortness of your sword.
Well, you get used to it. We just weren't used to it yet. I mean...
I know, but still, like it could be a little longer.
It could be a little longer, I guess, but I don't know. I hate
games where your melee weapon is so short that guys have to literally get right up in your face.
I mean,
for you to do anything to them.
Honestly, that's what I love about this game is the sheer challenge because it also never feels unfair to me. It's like you can always do it, and I have proven that because I've done it. But it is fucking hard, and I love that challenge. This game in particular to me is like. it feels so overwhelming and so challenging that that's why I wanted to beat it so bad. And I finally did. And I don't know. Yeah. I really love this game.
I don't know that I'll ever beat this game.
I always tell people, like, people are always like, why is Zelda 2 such a weird game? Blah, blah, blah. And it's because they didn't know what a sequel should be yet. You know, like, they were just trying stuff. Like,
as evidenced by also, you know, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Right, right. Exactly. Like, it's just, they were like.
Granted, the real Super Mario Brothers 2 is.
Exactly the same as the first one.
It's right. Exactly the same as the first one, just way harder.
Right, right. But yeah, I don't know. I really love this game. I'm excited to get a little farther. So I'll get us a little farther this week. Well, hopefully. We'll see. I don't know. It took me a long time to get.
Maybe we should have just been playing the special edition.
Maybe we should have. Like, I guess in the SP version, you just start off at level 8 with everything. So level 8 is the max you can get with the three things you can level up. So, okay. But we did not start with the candle, and the palace wasn't defeated. So, like, I think you still have to go through the whole game. You're just fully powered the whole time. So, like, that would make that, like, being level 8 in that first palace, like, those guys that were killing us every time would take one shot. You know, okay. So it would make it significantly easier. But I'm going to play the real one, and we'll see. I can probably get us to, like, level 3 or something, or 4. We'll see. Basically, how I did it last time is I would watch a playthrough, and I would just try and mimic exactly what that guy did.
Right.
And it works, you know, I did it, but he also, the one I watch, he's good. Like, I don't know. He does this jumpy thing every time at those guys and gets them and never gets hit. Like, remember having that down when I beat the game. Like, I could do that too. You know, like, that's how you have to do it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Man.
Yeah. So we'll continue this next week. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app.
Wait.
Oh.
I have to give you a Smash character.
Oh my god, you do have to give me a Smash character. Who's it going to be this week, Drake?
This week your recommendation actually comes from my wife Abby.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she would like you to play as Isabelle.
I knew that was coming. And that is highly unfortunate, but okay.
Isabelle?
Isabelle is one of the, if not the most, one of the most annoying characters in the game. A really good Isabelle is fucking infuriating. Like,
well, then you can be a really good Isabelle.
I know, but I just don't. People. I don't like playing that way. But
well,
you gotta Isabelle. It is. I will pick up Isabelle.
She's so cute.
She's adorable, but she fucking wrecks bitches in this game. Like,
I wish she would have some fucking news for me every once in a while, but
she told me today that it was snowing on my island.
Yeah, she told me that too.
It was indeed.
Then she immediately also started talking about fucking watching TV.
Right. She talks about TV all the time. Anyway, Isabelle it is. Okay, Isabelle. Yep. Oh, God.
Isabelle it is. Oh, you can do it.
I was waiting for the week where you picked a character I absolutely did not want to play. And this is the week.
You told me a couple characters.
I know. Isabelle
wasn't it.
No, so. There's only three that are absolutely off limits. Ice Climbers, Bayonetta, and Young Link. I refuse. But the rest are fair game. So, and honestly, I could probably get into the Ice Climbers, but I just don't want to put the work in. It's too hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Zelda 2, could they do that?
You can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love discussion questions. Swift Justice, thanks for the Cats discussion question.
Sorry, but I'm not watching the full movie.
Yeah, and I guess I'm not either. I don't know. I might watch 8 minutes of it. And also your other questions you sent in, like, I haven't seen Roadhouse in a long ass time. And
Roadhouse I would watch again.
And his other question is about Rock of Ages, the show versus the film. And
can't see live theater, so
yeah, but also
nor would I know how to see Rock of Ages anyways.
I've never seen it live, but I've seen the movie. I don't know. It's fine.
I haven't seen the movie. It's Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so, in Rock of Ages.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so Swift Justice, thanks for that. The rest of you revelers, we would love to hear from you. Also, Swift Justice, if you want to send in some more discussion questions, we would appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll review movies as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but tell us some movies to watch and we'll talk about them. If that's what, rather than a discussion question, you know, like.
I mean, don't make me watch something terrible like Cats.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, you know, all movie reviewers, Jurek, don't always get to watch good movies, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not getting paid to watch these terrible movies like
correct,
they are.
Correct. Well, yeah, give our podcast a rating on your favorite podcast app. Jesus.
You go.
I guess the whiskey's catching up to me right now.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I think that's about it for this week, though.
Indeed.
You want to take us out, Jurek?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, hookshotters.
Game on, hookshotters. Like, I was actually expecting to just fly through that first dungeon, but...
See, you like crap like this, but you're like, oh, Donkey Kong Country 2, it's so hard, and it's like, you're dying.
Yeah, because that feels unfair. This never feels unfair.
This feels unfair.
No.
Donkey Kong Country 2... This feels more unfair than Donkey Kong Country 2 does.
Donkey Kong Country 2 feels all loosey-goosey and gross. This feels, like, tight and nice. It's just...
No.
It's just... That was a weird way to say that, but this I don't know.
Grabbing something else.
I know, my bad. But